What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Is it different for you as a city attorney to be taking on the Trump administration, the presidency?
Yes, that's not something that I would have predicted would fall to me.
That's LA City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto talking with R. Craig Figner about this battle between the White House and the Trump administration. And another day, another big trade deal, this time with the European Union.
Stay tuned. The devil is in the details. And I think the non-tariff barriers, lowering those, that's as much a political problem for these countries as it is an economic issue.
This is the LA Local, and it's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Vivian Lanou-Gabriel, and thanks for joining me. It's Monday, July 28th. And we have a lot to go through, so let's break it all down. Federal officials were back in court today, filing yet another appeal over a temporary restraining order that's restricting their ability to carry out immigration raids. Our Craig Figner has been covering today's hearing. Craig, can you walk us through what happened in court today? What are the feds asking for exactly?
Well, this is, it's unfolding as I'm reporting to you now. And so things may change by the time you hear this LA Local podcast today. But right now I'm watching a three-judge panel with the Ninth District Court of Appeals. They are quizzing a government attorney on exactly how and why people were detained by ICE agents in June in Los Angeles. And they said, you know, it was in part because they speak Spanish. They were and or outside of a home improvement store or, say, a car wash and looking for work. And one of the judges said that that was not a reasonable suspicion for ICE agents to detain someone and that it's a constitutional violation. So already we're seeing the judges, so far, three of them, leaning toward the favor of the city of Los Angeles and the county and the other cities that are also a part of this legal action.
And what's next? Do we know when the judge might issue a decision on this appeal?
You know, they could make a ruling today. And the options that are available to them, they could be, okay, we're going to uphold this temporary restraining order that we agree these are constitutional violations. That would be a defeat for the government attorneys. Their recourse would be to file an appeal, because it goes from here to the U.S. Supreme Court, and see if they will take the case. The U.S. Supreme Court has the option, the privilege, if you will, discretion to look at a case that's submitted to them and to decide, okay, yeah, we want to review this and come up with a final decision, or they could kick it back and say, we're not going to give this our time.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Another day, another big trade deal, this time with the European Union. President Trump announced Sunday that the U.S. has struck what he calls the biggest of all the deals. The EU has agreed to purchase $750 billion in American energy and pump another $600 billion in investments into the U.S., plus, potentially, hundreds of billions in U.S. military equipment. But here's the catch. The U.S. is imposing a 15% tariff on most European goods coming in, including cars. Some industries, though, like aviation and pharmaceuticals, got a pass, but this still marks a major shift in U.S. and EU trade policy. So what does it really mean? Is this a win, a compromise, or just another chess move in Trump's global trade war? Joining me now is Steve Cotton, financial strategist. He helped develop public policy in the U.S. Congress and also worked directly with the White House. Steve, thank you so much for joining me. All right, let's jump in. So President Trump's calling this the biggest deal of all. From your perspective, is this deal as big as it sounds?
I think it is, and I'll tell you why. It used to be that when we negotiated trade deals with countries, we would dicker about the tariffs on each side. We would talk about the non-tariff barriers to market entry that they would often raise against our products. And that was pretty much the end of it. What I think the president is doing, and we're seeing it increasingly is tying our foreign policy objectives to these trade agreements. And one of the things that's really new is the commitment of foreign governments to invest in the U.S.
This 15% tariff is lower than the 30% Trump threatened, but still higher than what the EU wanted. Do you see this as a middle ground or more of a warning shot?
No, I think it's a fair negotiation. He had threatened 50%, then he went back and said, well, maybe it won't be any larger than 30%. That was enough to focus their mind. And he's lowered it to 15% from the current 25%. Now, the European tariffs on us, on our goods going into Europe, supposedly is zero.
There's a lot of money on the table. $750 billion in energy purchases, $600 billion in investments. But what does this actually mean for American workers or consumers in the short term?
Well, I think it will mean that U.S. companies can be more aggressive about marketing to these 27 European countries in the EU.
Some key sectors like aircraft and pharmaceuticals were left out of the tariff list. Is that a strategic move?
There is nothing that's done by accident. When you get into these very detailed negotiations, I mean, these are very sophisticated people on both sides of the table. I think that the president is committed to bringing the pharmaceutical industries back over to this country. It's a national security issue.
That's Steve Cotton, president of Cotton Wealth Management. Steve, thanks so much. All right, moving on.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, more than 200 calls to 911 in just 12 hours. That's what Santa Monica police say one man did recently. And that was just one day. According to officers, this same guy has made more than 2,000 fake 911 calls over the past couple of years, most of them with no actual emergencies. Police told the Santa Monica Lookout that his constant calls were clogging up the system and causing real delays for people who did need help. They warned him multiple times, but he kept dialing. So finally, they arrested him. He was booked for misusing the 911 system with intent to annoy or harass, a misdemeanor charge. He's since been released. Yeah, that's a rally in front of CBS studios yesterday. Mostly people in the entertainment industry blasting the cancellation of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They feel it was political.
I'm out here not just to support comedy writers and Stephen Colbert, but, you know, obviously the right to speak your mind, to make a joke, to take a joke, you know. The president should be able to take a joke.
Jay Leno had some things to say about late night hosts who are too one-sided with the political joke, saying they can't just play to half their audience.
Funny is funny. You know, it's funny when you make fun of their side and they laugh at it, you know. I just find getting out, I don't think anybody wants to hear a lecture.
That's from an interview with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation. He actually taped that a couple weeks ago, but it's been making some headlines after CBS announced it was canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Leno hosted The Tonight Show on NBC for 17 years. All right, last but not least, it's not just your temper heating up this summer, okay? It could be your car insurance, too. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news here, people. Okay, as L.A. bakes under brutal July temps, experts say that extreme heat might actually raise your risk behind the wheel. Now, it turns out hot weather doesn't just stress your engine. It stresses you. And road rage? Yep. It spikes big time in the summer. Insurance experts say insurers are starting to factor climate stress like high heat into how they assess driver behavior. Aggressive driving, speeding, even fender benders linked to short tempers? Yep, all of it could jack up your rates. Here in LA, we top the list for worst road rage cities in the US. So if you're tempted to honk, tailgate, or yell in traffic, don't. One speeding ticket alone can bump your annual premium by 22%. I don't even want to do the math for you guys on that one. All right, don't say I never warned you. All right, thanks for tuning in to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Vivian Lanou-Gabriel. Thanks for making me part of your traffic jam.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.